Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call for Vimta Labs Limited, hosted by Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavya Sanghvi from Nirmal Bang. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
I would like to thank the management of Vimta Labs for giving us an opportunity to host this call. Today, we have with us the senior management of the company, represented by Ms. Harita Vasireddi, Managing Director, Mr. Satya Sreenivas Neerukonda, Executive Director, Mr. Narahari Naidu, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Sujani Vasireddi, Company Secretary. I now hand over the call to the management for opening remarks, post which we can take questions from the participants. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our Q3 results conference call. We are pleased to have this opportunity to update you on our business performance and answer any questions that you may have. I will share a few financial and operational highlights and updates for the quarter and also 9 months, and then our CFO, Narahari, will get into a little more detail on the numbers side. Overall, year growth for the 9 months ended December 2022, we achieved a consolidated total income of ₹2,391.5 million. This is a growth of 16.5%. Q3 revenues are slightly lower when compared to previous quarters. This is majorly because a few projects have slid into the next quarter and hence the slight dip in revenue. We think of this as a small aberration. For the quarter ended December 2022, we achieved a consolidated total income of ₹785.1 million, which is a growth of 15.4% when compared to Q3 of previous year. The outsourcing markets in year 2022 for the industries we serve, they remained very strong and particularly good growth momentum led by the pharma and food industries. Future outlook of these markets is also very positive. Our reach into overseas markets is also progressing, and we continue to have strong order books and pipeline. On the operations side, we have successfully completed a US FDA inspection of our clinical research operations. We also went through a good WHO inspection of our pharma analytical operations. In Q3, we continue to invest in newer analytical technologies and also capacities. The facility expansion project that we have undertaken at our life sciences facility to augment the future growth is progressing as per schedule. We continue to channelize our efforts and to achieve both short-term and long-term growth goals and remain confident on the results. Normally, we told our investors that we would connect with you once in 6 months, and we will make that, you know, quarterly connect in case there is a need for us to clarify, you know, a few things for you. So that's the reason we have taken up this Q3 results. Results are slightly lower, but we are happy to address any questions or concerns that you have. With this, opening remarks, I will now conclude and request Narahari to please take over.
A very good morning, everyone. Thank you, Bhavya, for organizing the call. Thank you all for joining us for our Q3 results performance call. We are pleased to take you through the consolidated financial performance of the company for quarter three, followed by the 9-month year ended December 2022. Our consolidated revenue from operations for quarter three of FY 23 stands at INR 773.8 million as compared to INR 673.4 million compared to the same quarter last year, which gives a growth of 15.2%. This is excluding the revenue from service concessional arrangement. Profit before tax for the quarter stands at INR 140.8 million, which is a slight decline of 9% compared to same quarter last year, majorly due to increase in G&A expenses. Overall, our spend towards travel, business promotion has increased during the quarter. Increase in employee benefit expense commensurate with the increase in revenue from operations and also include the amortization of ESOP expense of INR 9.4 million during the quarter. Moving on to 9 months ended December 22 performance, revenue from operations for the 9 months ended December 2022 stands at INR 2363.7 million as compared to INR 2041.9 million in the corresponding 9 months ended FY22. This translates to a growth of 21.9%, of course, excluding the revenue from service concession arrangement. EBITDA for the 9 months stands at INR 735.1 million, recording a healthy growth of 26% on a YOY basis. The depreciation and finance cost for the 9 months ended December 22 has increased, majorly due to the capitalization of our electrical and electronic testing operations during quarter four of the previous financial year and addition of lab equipment during the current year. The company is having a positive cash balance of about INR 256 million at the end of December 2022. The profit before tax for the 9 months ended December 23 stands at 484.4 million, a growth of 22.8% compared to the corresponding 9 months ended December 2022. With this brief summary, I will hand it over back to the operator and we'll be happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Viraj Mehta from Equirus PMS. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot, ma'am, for your time. Ma'am, can you discuss segment-wise how's the traction that you're seeing? Also, if you can talk about the government project, the scale-up, are we seeing 50,000 samples? Where are we in that journey? If you can talk a little bit about both of these things.
Sure. Coming to segment-wise traction, the food and pharma segments are doing very well. Especially food, I think, is progressing very well for us. Electronics testing, we have had very good response from the industry. The variety of industries that we have reached out to have been very encouraging for us, and we are quite optimistic on growing the electronics testing division as per our plans. Coming to diagnostics, we lost a little bit of ground last few quarters. We have now begun to, gain back a little bit of that ground, but it still remains to be a tough market. Our environment division is doing well. Year on year, their growth is quite satisfactory. And, that covers all our business verticals. Coming to the National Food Laboratory, the revenues remain constant. We were expecting the inflow of samples to grow, but the government is taking a little bit of time to correct that for us. So we still await their action on that.
What will be a rough daily samples that we are doing at this point in GNP?
That is a privileged number. We are not authorized to share it by our government partner.
Sure, ma'am. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the growth. So you did mention that Q3 there was slightly dip over Q2 in terms of revenue, also because of some slip over of some contract into Q4. Considering the current order book and everything, how do you see growth going forward? And also, you earlier our guidance was around 500 crore top line by FY25. This year we may end up at around 300 to 320 crore. So how do you see Do you want to revise that target, or you still feel optimistic about reaching that target?
Our 500 crores by 2025, we have not specifically said by FY 2025, so we want to take the spectrum now between 2025 to 2026. So we won't be revising that as such, and we are confident that we will reach that target. The projection, our estimates for next year is that we will be able to continue the good growth rate that we have experienced in the last couple of years. So that will continue into FY 2024. If you have been following the earnings call, you may recall that I've talked about some capacity constraints. So ideally, the new capacities that we are adding now should have been added by now, but for the COVID situation that we experienced 2 years ago. So, but for that, you know, there is actually no change. We will be adding those extra spaces and capacities by end of 2023. And so that will further help us help us stay on the target. Order books are strong.
Okay. And not holding for you any number, but considering, let's say, whatever order book or like you mentioned that we are also expanding into the export market and the new capacity is coming. So is it fair to assume that on a medium-term basis, 15 to 18% kind of growth is still possible?
That's the number we have been having, and we are very optimistic that we'll be able to maintain those numbers.
Okay. Now, in terms of diagnostic business, so obviously the competition is high and we are not performing as per our own expectation. So how do you see it going forward? And you were earlier mentioning that we are talking with some players for outsourcing their lab setup business, lab setup also. So anything on that?
Yes, in the diagnostics, we have made progress. We have been pursuing hospital laboratory management and also independent laboratory operations management. We have had a good success there, and we continue to pursue that strategic line to grow that business.
Okay, fine. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aman Veech from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ma'am. My first question is on this few projects which have slided in the next quarter. Could you quantify the amount?
It would be about 2 to 3 crores.
Okay, so that is not substantial, right? And still, we were expecting Q3 to be much better compared to Q2. So, any other segments which grew less than what you were expecting?
No particular segment as such. We have had, slow movement. Wherever we have projects, we have had slow movements. Like in pharma, there was a little bit of slackness. Now, we are shifting more towards large projects. So a little shift towards end of the quarter can really change the numbers there. Similarly, in environment, usually Q3 is low, but Q3 is very strong. But there again, we've had a few projects shift. The impact was only to that extent. And yes, we were expecting a better Q3. But again, like I said, it is a little slow because of shift of projects. And also capacities, we have been continuing to add those capacities for the receipt of, technologies, so installation, qualification, all that got slightly delayed. And then we had these regulatory inspections, couple of them, that also slightly lowered the operation speed during those few days. So all that cumulatively had a slight impact on Q3, nothing concerning in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And ma'am, we have done quite well with the inspections. We have successfully done that. So, going forward, say in Q4, do you expect the run rate to continue, or do we think we can scale on that run rate, especially on the margin side, ma'am? Because margins, we were expecting that 30% kind of thing will be the new base, but this quarter it was lower after many quarters. So, if you can talk about the same.
Sorry, the voice was very blurred. I couldn't really understand the last few sentences. Can you repeat?
Yeah, yeah. Ma'am, I was saying that Q3, we understand there was delay, there were inspections. Because of that, maybe our business, we couldn't fully utilize our capacities. But Q4, things, are they normalizing? Are we seeing the good growth that we have continued for last couple of quarters? But on margin side, we were expecting that 30% kind of margin will sustain, which has sustained for last couple of quarters. But this time we saw a dip. So if you can talk about Q4, will things normalize, or we will still for 1-2 quarters we might face some pressure on margins also?
Q4, we expect to see a step up both on the top line, and also we expect that that will give a commensurate bottom line step. So we are quite positive about Q4.
Sure, ma'am. Now, coming to the segment-wise, so on electronic testing side, ma'am, if you can talk about what is the number of customers today and how many of these are MNC clients, and also what is the employees working in this division as of today?
The number of customers, we are slowly touching about 100, some small, some big. We work with large organizations, MNCs. I won't be able to take any names, but at least 10 to 15% of our clients are very large companies, both MNCs and also large organizations within India.
Mm-hmm. And what is the number of employees who are working in this division as of now?
Just for electronics?
Yes, yes, just testing, electronics and electrical testing.
The team is very small. As of now, it's just 8 people.
And we are expecting it to scale this quarter or maybe next year?
Can you repeat, please?
We are expecting this team size to scale this quarter or next year, as well as if you can talk about the utilization level, because we were expecting to start the second shift.
We are already utilizing a part of the second shift. The numbers we will add as we need more resources.
Coming to the food side, ma'am, the accreditation was done last quarter, and I think we were expecting, we were supposed to have this joint committee for allotment of higher samples. So has that meeting happened? And if that meeting has happened, the delay is for one quarter, or there can be further delays for ramping up? Because now we have all the accreditation required.
Yeah, the meeting has happened. Unfortunately for us, as soon as the meeting happened, the CEO has also changed at SSAI. So we are facing those issues there. Hopefully there will be a review again after another quarter. And then we keep pushing from our side, and government takes time.
Sure, ma'am. Oh, on the pharma side, so we did a very successful this US FDA approval. So if you can talk about, has the order book has been growing at 20% plus. So is it still growing that fast? And also what we understand, in the next 1-2 years, lot of drugs are getting off patent. So will this lead to a strong tailwind for all the studies? If you can talk about the same.
Coming to drugs coming off patent, there is going to be a patent cliff around 2024 to 2025, and this is largely related to large molecules. And we see that in the way our order books are also slowly now changing. Primarily, our business has been focused on small molecules, but we also have a large molecule capability, and we see the demand for large molecule capability increasing on both the preclinical end and analytical end, and also, in fact, actually, the clinical research end.
And ma'am, the order book growth, is it still that strong of 20% plus like you have highlighted in this division, or has it slowed down a little bit because of some recession and global slowdown?
Which division? Sorry, your voice is not at all clear. I'm struggling to understand.
Ma'am, this will be better. So on the pharma division, I'm talking about the order book historically, last couple of quarters has grown at 20% plus kind of number, the order book, not the actual amount. So is the growth still that strong, or the recession is impacting the pharma industry anyway?
we don't see any negative impact on our order book. They remain strong.
Sure, ma'am. Final question from my side on this electronics and electrical testing side. Ma'am, we have got the CAB status under the telecommunication engineering center. So will this help the telecom sub-segment, the testing segment grow significantly in the next couple of quarters? And what is the current breakup? Is it mostly telecom as of now? Is it non-telecom? If you can talk about the same.
The division is still in infancy stage, too early to break it up. Basically, our EMI-EMC capabilities span a wide range of products. Telecom is just one of them.
Okay, so but we were expecting to do the second level of CAPEX. So will that happen in FY24 or do you think it will only happen in FY25? So first CAPEX we have done 25 crore on in this division.
There will be a minor amount of CAPEX that will go into it because now we are still in our learning phase here. So small tweaking of our capabilities will need a certain investment year after year. It depends on, what are the customer requirements, what are the products that are coming up in the R&D pipelines across various industries. So that tweaking, that CAPEX investment will be continuous for us.
Sure, ma'am. I have more questions. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And I just wanted to, have more clarification on the guidance of reaching 500 crore. So what we are now saying is that we are targeting to reach that kind of number by 2026. Is it like that?
Sorry, can you repeat your last sentence?
Yeah, so what I'm asking is the 500 crore revenue that we were aspiring to reach, are we now targeting to reach that number by FY26?
I've already clarified that our goal 2025, when I announced that goal, I didn't specify a financial year because we wanted the flexibility to achieve it within 2025 or take the 2026 up to March. So I want to retain that flexibility piece. So please don't be rigid over there. It's just a few quarters here and there. But we are very strong on, targeting that number. Our confidence is very good on that number.
Sure. And then on any update on the CAPEX when the new facility is expected to come on stream for us?
The new facility, we hope to finish all the infra works by sometime between October to December. As soon as that is done, we'll be moving in our instrumentation there, qualifications, all that will take about another 3 months' time. So by end of, we'll certainly be ready to start operations there anytime between January to March of the next year.
Sure. And will we also require, some of the regulatory approvals, the USFDA and other regulatory authorities approval, or it will be part of our existing facility?
Yeah, we won't need any other approvals. It's all in the same facility. So,
sure.
Not needed.
Okay. And then on the JNPT food lab that we have, have we reached break-even there or, hardly making
Sorry
any profit or?
Mr. Gupta, the line for you has a disturbance. You're not very audible or clear, sir.
Hello, is it better?
Yes, this is much better, sir. Please go ahead.
Sure. So I was asking about, the JNPT food lab, ma'am. Have we reached break-even there or, we are incurring some minor losses because the scale-up has not happened as per our expectations?
Vimta P&L we look as one. So we don't break it up and look at each one separately.
Sure. Do you expect that, given the kind of, some teething issues, mostly from the government side that we have faced in the current year, at least in FY25, maybe by Q2 of FY24 will be, hopefully all these government issues will get resolved and we should see the ramp up in the lab what is our expectations from this lab in terms of growth for next year?
I'm really hoping that we will have improvement in the number of, you know, sample volumes being allotted to NFL. And we are working or pursuing rather the government quite intensely on this. And I hope some change will happen.
Sure enough. And you highlighted that, you know, FY24, you highlighted that food, except for GNPT, is doing pretty well for us. So if you can highlight, you know, what is happening on that side and, you know, what is fueling our growth on the food, excluding GNPT lab.
Can you come again, Angie?
Yeah, I was asking about food division doing well for us, ma'am. I highlighted that, you know, food is doing well for us, and, you know, if you can talk about what is fueling this growth and how do you see growth in the segment for us over the next few years?
Food is doing very well. In fact, the last 5-6 years, food has seen a steady growth. Year on year, you know, the growth has been good. The number of clientele that we are working, the number of projects that we have been running is quite satisfying for us. And we think that food will continue this growth even into the next 4-5 years comfortably.
Sure. And, you know, we were expecting that, you know, apart from pharma, two other segments which will drive our growth will be food and diagnostic. Diagnostic, we do understand the kind of challenges we are facing. But are we still hopeful of food touching this, crossing 100 crore kind of revenue in FY24 or 25?
That's definitely our goal. 100 crore number is definitely our goal, and I think we are progressing very well towards that goal.
Sure. I mean, this last question on the margin side, you highlighted that, you know, this quarter was largely had some one-off costs and the revenue also got, a small portion of revenue also got shifted to FY24. So do you expect, you know, at least in FY24 will be back to 29-30% kind of EBITDA levels?
Okay, so yeah, as you rightly said, you know, the quarter three has been an aberration, but we expect our EBITDA margins to come back in line with quarter one and quarter two of current financial year.
Okay, so quarter four also will see some pressure on margins, or will see improvement?
No, we are not forcing any pressure on margins. We are seeing a step up from quarter three.
Sure, okay. Okay, thank you, ma'am, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman from Aman Investment. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, ma'am?
You are audible, sir. You can go ahead, please.
Yeah, sure. So, first of all, congratulations on the sustainable result. Ma'am, I had a couple of questions. First, with respect to crop care in our agricultural division, as we do various market research and scalability, do you believe the newly jargon work which is going on is nano urea? Will it be more efficient than the traditional fertilizer bag if the government is providing subsidy for? And will it also reduce the subsidy? And also, are we seeing samples and testing coming from nano urea as well? And also, can it be made commercially viable?
Our crop care business mostly is from overseas, and honestly, we have not felt any impact of the local regulations on our business from these companies.
Okay, ma'am. And also our newly added divisions of electronics and electronic toys. So recently, India has turned to be the next exporter of traditional toy industry. And companies such as Hasbro, Hamleys also have come into picture because of the rising raw material prices. Do you believe that the toy industry is also coming into play, like electronic toys and other things? Are they coming for samples? And also, if they are coming, are they coming from small players like SMEs and MSMEs or few large players who are providing the gadgets, their machinery, technologies, and other testing devices to be tested in our labs?
We see the R&D flourishing in the electronic industry. It's there's a lot of hype around it, and we do sense that energy in the industry. There's a lot of startup ecosystem also. So our samples, or rather our customers, are both from the small companies and also large companies.
Okay, ma'am. So if you can just, as in be a little bit numbers specific, how do we see? Are the numbers are increasing, or they are sustained like previous quarters?
This is a very new business for us. The numbers are very small, so too okay. soon to comment on growth. I think we should wait to see how this pans out for us the first few years and then get into these conversations.
Okay. Ma'am, also, are we looking into revaluing our fixed assets? Because most of our fixed assets have been in historical cost for more than 10 years. Are we looking to revalue the facility land or plant and property to just strengthen our financial positions in the coming quarters?
So the replacement is an ongoing activity. So whenever we feel that there is a specific asset which is obsolete, we generally replace. So considering the historic trend of replacing fixed assets with the amount of depreciation, that we expect to continue. This is excluding our specific project capex plans.
Okay, okay. So, in near term, we are just looking to maintain it at the historical cost, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Sir, and also, are we, as mentioned by ma'am in last investor call, and also thank you for organizing this, because usually Vimta has half-yearly calls, and this one they have conducted it to be quarterly as well. I hope this continues in the further quarterly calls as well. So, ma'am, I had mentioned that we have new collaborations in diagnostic sector as well. Are we seeing in terms of it to be translating in terms of revenue and profitability to be coming in coming quarters?
Now, first, coming to the first one around calls, our intent is to connect at least once in 6 months. If there is a need, you know, with respect to the results or anything with respect to our operations or business, then we will come for a quarterly call as well. Coming to diagnostics, we have been able to establish a few good partnerships. We have some HLM/LOMs currently being operational. Now, these are in new cities for us, so we are in the process of setting up our business development and sales activity there. So it will take a little time for us to mature or actually make a good progress in these markets. So we hope that will happen in the coming quarters.
Okay. Now going forward, are we looking to raise equity in terms of the markets, whether it be right issue or potential to just finance our capex in terms of electronic, because those sectors, we as an investor or rather as an analyst, we feel that company can do even well, because EV is coming also in a big picture, electric vehicle. So their components also have to be tested. And we are little bit export-wise, we are equipped, but with technology and capex-wise, we are not till now. So do we look forward to just raise enough sufficient funds to just match up with the demand with other EV players in testing business?
As of now,
in specific to automobiles, ma'am. In specific to automobile sector.
Okay. So we do have current capabilities to test electrical vehicle components. We are actually doing a few components testing already. And right now we have one chamber to do these testings. And in the next year, you know, as depending on the demand, we could even add another chamber.
If you can be specific, which component? Is it battery or is it the resistors or which particular component, or are we doing the whole EV vehicle as a whole? And whether it's a car or a scooter or a motor vehicle?
I wouldn't know what components they are, not that technical. But we are getting components from two-wheelers.
Two-wheelers, okay. Okay. Ma'am, as mentioned by you, this quarter we have seen a little bit of degrowth. Reason mentioned was the delayed billing and others. It has been shifted to either quarter four or the coming financial year. So do you estimate that the revenue for the fourth quarter will be in the range of 90 to 120 crores? Just not to be very specific with the figures, whether you are assured of that number which I'm quoting.
No, I have never made those projections so far.
No, you have not made. I'm just giving you a number which you feel that the company will be able to achieve, provided H2 is always better than H1.
Yeah, but I won't be able to give a specific number.
Okay, ma'am, because H1, I think each quarter we have done roughly about 72, 78 crores of turnover. So as H2 will always be better, so we are expecting in the line to be 90 to 100 crores of quarterly turnover. So, okay, ma'am. So that's one. And then the last question, and I'll come again later. Do you feel that as we are in the part of this market research and scalability also, do you see it financially viable? Also, new plans are coming. Like, have you seen any testing samples which have come, which are totally different from the industry which we are in, but they are potentials and we are planning to venture it into? Do you feel that these type of products are coming?
Can you be a little more specific, please? Your question was
not clear. Yeah. Okay, then. So we are into crop care and agricultural division to be specific. So do you feel that any product which is coming, which can be more in the terms of cost in manufacturing it, and also it's more sustainable, efficient in terms of the current what we are getting supplied in the market? Do you feel any substitutes or alternatives are coming to the products for testing, and they are commercially viable in our plant as well?
We test hundreds of products, so I don't think I'll be able to comment on that question at all.
Okay, ma'am. And ma'am, I just wanted to get your opinion. What do you feel, as we are into contract research and manufacturing services, what do you feel about packaging sector, ma'am? Do you feel any alternative materials to, like, more sustainable packaging apart from paper and cardboards, which you already have? A plastic which is more degradable in nature is coming up, or what do you feel about the packaging sector as a whole? Whether we are seeing a transition from totally single-use plastic to renewable plastic, what is your opinion on plastic sector as a whole, packaging sector?
We don't do a lot of plastic testing. We do little bit of testing with respect to pharmaceutical product packaging and food product packaging. That's a very small component of our testing activity, so I won't be able to comment or answer your question.
Okay, ma'am. Just on the financial part, if you can just give me what is the total loan book standing as on date of 31st December?
Can you come again? So you want to understand the outstanding loan?
Yeah, outstanding loan book, totally non-current asset, non-current loans, as to be specific.
So we are close to 25 crores of outstanding in our books as on 31st December 2022.
Okay, and also, can you give the split of unsecured and secured loans?
Yeah, so everything is secured for us, so there is no unsecured loan within the 25 crores.
Okay,
there is a very small component of 5 million which is unsecured, outstanding is secured.
Okay, and those are from the promoter's side, from unsecured?
So these are from the bankers.
Okay, from the director. Okay, ma'am, I'll just come back again for the questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, ma'am. And it's a really good gesture for having call on a little bit lower quarter, and you wanted to clarify. It's a really great job you're doing. Ma'am, my larger question is, I'm investor since last 3-4 years following you, and I heard your calls, and we are very comfortable with your guidance and your business appraisal and all these things. Wanted to understand, during last, say, 2-3 years, you must have expected some segment to do maybe some numbers, some better performance, some must have done better or some below your expectation. Would you like to comment on the segmental larger picture, how you see opportunity, where you feel you have challenges, where you require to overcome those challenges? That will be really great help.
And thank you for that question. Other than diagnostics, now we are into food and pharma, in clinical research, preclinical, we are into electronics, we are into environment. So other than diagnostics, now we are optimistic about all other services. Only diagnostics has been 2 feet forward and 2 feet backward. So retaining our current position there itself is a huge challenge, and we are staying there very strong. Ideally, we should have made some progress there, but we continue to push. We are not giving up our efforts in any of our service areas. So this also, we will keep, you know, fine-tuning our strategies as per the competition that we see around us.
So overall, you feel that whatever expectations you built and your capability you have built, more or less, other than diagnostics, things are coming as per plan.
Yes, diagnostics we were hoping will take us a little bit faster towards our, you know, 500 crores. But now that is not growing at the speed that we are expecting it to grow. But then we are able to leverage our other very mature, you know, services. So we are able to push them more.
Very logical. And ma'am, you mentioned that there is some capacity concern, and I think that was the reason since last almost 5-6 quarters we are in the range of plus minus 75 crore, 2-3 crore, whether it's a 72 or 78 something. So capacity, I think you must be overcoming now. So by when you feel that capacity will not be challenged, but you have to capture more business from the customer?
Yeah, we, in spite of having capacity constraints, we continue to remodel our existing facilities to squeeze more in the same space, and that effort has been going on for us, you know, last almost for 1 year. So that will continue for another 9 to 10 months, because we will have our new facilities soon with us by you know, early 2024. So capacity-wise, coming to, you know, preclinical, that's a huge need that we see, and we will be addressing that need with the new facility. And also for analytical services, pharma analytical, and even for food actually, we see a need to expand our capacities, and that also will be fulfilled with the expansion that we have taken up. Now this expansion has been taken up with a long-term vision. So it's at least we think the capacities of the space will be good for us at least for the next 5 years. So the growth will also have commensurately.
Right. And now, regarding CapEx, if you can disclose first 9 months capital expenditure for maintenance and capacity, and if you can save numbers for next year.
Next year plans, we are, you know, we have not yet finalized. We are in the process actually right now. So I'll have that information during the May conversation that we will have. This year, the numbers, I'll ask CFO to share those numbers with you.
So for the 9 months ended December 22, we have incurred close to 27 crores of CapEx. Out of this, about 22.5 crores we invested in lab equipment.
Okay, that is called maintenance capex.
Please come again.
Those 22.5 crore is related to maintenance capex, or is it a capacity addition capex?
So it's a combination of replacement and capacity additions.
Oh, great. And ma'am, just last question. Recently, Eurofin has announced some big lab at Genome Valley only. Do you feel this is a competitive expanding scenario, or it's a, because opportunity is increasing, size is increasing of opportunity, that is the reason? How you analyze Eurofin's this new announcement?
Hyderabad has become a very hot hub for pharma industry and also the related supporting industries. I think the attractiveness of Hyderabad especially is very strong, so that's why we see you know, players like even Eurofins coming here. That will definitely bring the competition closer to home, but then their services are not an exact map to ours. There are some overlaps, and wherever there is an overlap, yes, there will be a strain little bit, especially on the human resource capital.
True. Great, ma'am. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ranveer Singh from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. Sir, the line for you is not very clear. You're not audible. If you could please use the handset.
Hello? Yeah. Is it okay now? Yeah. Thanks for taking my question. I think most of the question has been answered, but a little bit. On you mentioned that 2-3 crore kind of revenue has been deferred to fourth quarter. Assuming that even 2-3 crore would have fallen in this quarter, then also on Q1Q would have been very flattish. So I think the similar question has already been asked, but specifically I wanted to understand which segment has actually had this shortfall and which we are expecting to coming back in subsequent quarter.
The major projects have been in the field of pharma and environment that have moved slightly.
Okay. And as far as, in previous question, you mentioned about the competitive scenario is now, getting stiffer after, coming up, bigger player here. So overlap will certainly will happen. So how do you see that whether our growth would be affected or do you see that there would be, still we will grow the way we have been guiding?
We don't think our growth will be impacted.
Okay, fine. And just, coming back to there, that on 75, between, revenue between 75 to 76 crore or 78 crore has been, for past few quarters. Going forward, we see that now we'll come back in terms of EBITDA margin also. So whether product mix is going to change or it is just operating leverage, we'll have a better operating leverage in fourth quarter?
Product mix could change. Like food business is a seasonal business. So there could be a little change. Environmental business is also seasonal business. That also could, impact. Diagnostics to a certain extent, it has an off season and then it has a non-off season. There are seasonal impacts across our service basket. So that impact will be there for us quarter on quarter.
Okay. And for FY24 also, we are likely to retain this kind of EBITDA margin?
Yes, we will be retaining those and hopefully even better those with the growth in top line.
Okay. That's nice. Thanks a lot. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Wish to thank all the participants and the questions that were asked. We look forward to connecting with you again after our last quarter results. Thank you and good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.